Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Hey, hey, hey. It's 2025. Welcome to Silly Conversations. What do we have for you during this year? I was going to say durante. During this year. Hopefully, the idea is to have at least one podcast every 2 weeks. That would be my objective. And try to get some of my students to a proficiency level. Now, don't confuse proficiency level in terms of Cambridge examinations, which is C2. I'm talking about proficiency level so they feel comfortable when they go traveling or for business trips, etc., and don't have to do this long thought process when they respond. I want them to feel comfortable in their communication processes with me and other speakers. One of the things I realized I didn't do, and I always tell my students, is about how to listen to audio. You know I'm a big fan, or maybe you don't know, but I am a big fan, and I like to recommend that people focus on listening activities. I'm a big fan of people focusing on audiobooks, podcasts, to help their listening skills, and also so they can hear the way people enunciate, the way people pronounce, and the way people speak. Obviously, if you're preparing for exams, it's a slightly different thing. I'm not so much of a big fan of television series or films because I just think they're too long. You can't incorporate them very well in your day-to-day. And one of the things I think I've never talked about is this idea of language acquisition and also language learning. And basically, very quickly, the difference between the two. So language acquisition is more a subconscious process. It's more natural. It's how we learned our native language. We listened to the people around us and copied or mimicked the way they pronounce, the way they speak, and the things they say. There was no grammar structures. There was no rote learning. It was just a case of hearing, repeating, and repeating the sound. This language acquisition process is, for me, one of the most important things, hence the reason why I enforce sounds a little bit strong. The reason why I recommend very, very strongly audio. Now, obviously, we need to do the language learning side of things, which is when you go to an academy or you have classes, regardless of the language, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, etc. Language learning then teaches you the structures. So it's a more conscious and focused approach, a deliberate approach. And it tells you about the grammar. It gives you vocabulary, which you need to try to memorize and learn. And it tells you about the structures. Now, the difference between the two is language learning will help you pass an exam. Language acquisition will help you improve your fluidity and understanding in a conversational environment when you're traveling, etc. The two are not independent. I'm not saying you need to do one or the other. However, when you've listened to some of my podcasts, you know I'm very much focused on communicating and talking rather than correcting and looking at grammar structures, especially when we produce something for the podcast. Because if it's just grammar correction or grammar explanation, it's going to be very, very, very boring. So, my friends, when you listen to a podcast, an audiobook, etc., I think these are the two steps you need to do. First, listen, which is obvious. But listen, and sometimes you can reduce the speed of a podcast. So you can reduce it down to 75%. It will still sound normal, but the person will be speaking just a little bit slower. And you can do this with YouTube videos as well. Second, if it's something which is very long, I would listen to it in small chunks, small pieces. like maybe 5 minutes. Listen, go back and listen again, and then maybe take some notes of maybe words, expressions that you heard and you thought, oh, this is interesting. So this will be the two approaches. After doing that, I would try to listen in an unconscious way, in the sense, that doesn't make sense, in an unconscious way. What I'm trying to say is listen in your car, listen on the way to work, listen when you're trying to organize your emails or your plan of what you're going to do that day, or even at home, preparing the dinner, setting the table, folding clothes, etc. You may think you're not absorbing the information and the language and the pronunciation, but I can guarantee you are. And it becomes then a habit of just listening and getting accustomed to hearing the sound in English. If there is something that takes your attention and you think, oh, this is quite interesting, I need to know, or I want to really understand what this person's saying, then you can find some quiet time, go back to it, and of course, listen with some headphones. Very important, listen with some headphones and actually pay more attention to that section. So the listening process is like a double process. And I recommend you to try and do that for your objectives, your language learning objectives for this year. I think in the show notes, I'm going to link up a YouTube video, which I think is very good. And it talks about how a young woman learned Norwegian. Now you may say, Denzel, who wants to learn Norwegian? Doesn't matter. It's the process that she used to learn the language, which I think is most important. And that's what you should take away from it. So I'll leave in the link below the video about this. And I think it's quite useful. And it talks exactly about this idea of language acquisition. So my friends, the following podcasts release every 2 weeks. Subscribe. Improve your listening skills as part of your daily activities. If you normally listen to music in the gym, put a podcast on. Not necessarily mine, but put a podcast on. And not necessarily if it's English language. If you want to learn French this year, or Italian, Portuguese, Swedish, put a podcast on. Secondly, break it down into smaller units, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, etc., and then listen to those in a more conscious, focused way, and then that will actually help as well. And then if you are taking classes with somebody or in an academy or something, then you've got the kind of language learning, the deliberate approach to add to the audio or the acquisition approach, which will help. And you will be fantastic in a very, very short time. Enjoy the podcasts this year. If you have any recommendations, please let me know. See ya.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar information or correction, please ask someone else, not me.